Well, hello there, everyone, and welcome back to Back Row Seating, the podcast, as opposed to nothing else. I do put these up on YouTube, but those are essentially just this. Hello! Right, this time we are watching 500 Days of Summer. Yes, I probably should have opened up my browser and already, okay, purely coincidental. Okay, that's a Jenny Beckman bitch. Oh. All right, so 500 Days of Summer. I should probably pull up the Wikipedia page so I can look at the director and everything, because that's normally what I do here. Okay, 488. So, okay, so this is like the tail end of everything then. Is that Zoe Deschanel? Day one. So it's a literal 500 days. I do love Joseph Gordon-Levitt, by the way. Elaine! Is that Jenny Beckman? No, that was a different person. Bah. I mean, it is Zoe Deschanel. I could see where he would draw that conclusion. Ooh. Intriguing. All right, so I guess that's a good part for me. Okay, so we're gonna get a little personal here, and this has no bearing on why it took me like however many years to actually watch this, but at the time this came out, it was either 2009 2010, somewhere around there. Like the first girl I was in love with, I felt immense feelings towards her. She did not feel the same way. And at some point or another, this film came out, and I was like, yeah, I really want to see 500 Days of Summer. And for what, I think she had already seen it, and she was like, do not watch 500 Days of Summer. She had like explicitly told me, do not watch it. And already I was going to go into this thinking, oh yeah, I'll tell that story, and I'll be like, yeah, this will be a fun time for me to figure out why that was. That has no bearing on why it took me so long to watch this, obviously. That was like years ago, I don't care. But I thought it was going to be some massive like, oh, this is enlightening. But nope, that pretty much explains it. Opening titles. Oh, okay, I see why they said that. Interesting. So yeah, Mark Webb. The reason this did come up and why I'm watching it now is because somebody on one of my Facebook, I think it might have even been A24 group, I don't know. But they mentioned The Spectacular Now, which came out in 2013. So I still haven't seen that, but that's also Mark Webb, who I'm only now realizing also went on to direct the Amazing Spider-Man films, which I've heard that the first one's not terrible, but the second one is... Wow. But I've heard that... excuse me. Yeah, there's Mark Webb. I've heard that Spider-Man 2 was mostly, like, studio crap, and Mark Webb's directing wasn't terrible. But I'm not all that terribly familiar with Mark Webb's work, so... Here we go. Although I can see he's from Indiana and moved to Wisconsin, so I can see why this was in the north, the upper Midwest. I think they said Michigan. So they got a girl? Oh, I've seen that guy on the right. He's from Criminal Minds, I do believe. Uh-oh. In the middle of the night. Can we confer, sir? Why is this little girl his therapist? I've already got questions. Is this like a surrealist movie? Oh, that's his sister. What? Why did he call this girl out in the middle of the night to give him vodka and be his therapist? IKEA! Wow. 2009, IKEA was new. Oh no. Not Ringo. Oh no. Dude, you're like 280 days into summer. Come on. You're not? Look on Wikipedia. Sid Vicious. Vicious. Oh no. Oh no. Oh. I thought there was going to be a knife on her plate. I'm trying to think. There's another actor who looks... Oh. Yikes. But not Summer. I told you. Maybe that's why I wasn't supposed to watch this, because I wrote it in like an alternate universe, and I'm getting too close to the other universal me. I do love Joseph Gordon-Levitt, by the way. I've already said that, but like he is one of my man crush every days. Oh, look, it's that guy, Coulson. Otherwise known as old Christine's ex-husband and new Christine's current husband, if they hadn't broken up before the series ended. Summer. Every role, that guy's always smiling. Oh my god, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, I just noticed on Wikipedia. He voiced Jiminy Cricket in Disney's live-action remake of Pinocchio this year. Oh, she changes her name, I guess. Okay, so she's perfect? Oh, the double take. Oh, see? Maybe I did write this. Okay, so the presentation is a bit surreal. I'm wondering if this isn't real life, and this is just Thomas's, like, perception of Summer. Oh, it's fate. Who's that other actor who looks just like... I'm thinking of the new girl, but that's Zooey Deschanel. Super skank, all one word. What reinforcement? Back when women were owned by their patriarchal, male-dominated society? Day 4. Headphones, rock. I wanna rock! Rock! Thomas seems like he listens to indie rock, not classic rock. Look at him wearing his full head headphones. I wish I could do that. Oh shit. Oh wow, it's exactly what he's thinking. Oh my god. It's like they put thought into the song choice. Oh my, did I write this? Okay, I'm starting to get kind of freaked out. Maybe my conspiracy theory has some weight to it, because I'm like 3 for 3. Well, I'm not 3 for 3, but that's 3 times I've pointed something out. Oh my god. I might be writing the wrong kind of screenplay. She does not seem at all interested in him right now. Look at all the suits! I would love to live in... This is New York, right? I'd love to live in New York writing greeting cards. That'd be a wonderful. How is that a big seller? There's nothing unique about it. What do you say after? You know, props, bro. That's about as good as anyone else could do. You didn't make it more weird. That's all that counts. Uh-oh. He's inspired. What's he doing? Oh, he's gonna write some greeting cards. How may I compare thee to a summer's day? Look, he's getting back to architecture. Oh, he's already done architecture pictures. Do architectures get much work these days? I mean, I know stuff, like, always needs to be built, but, like, at some point, like, would there be nothing else to... You know what? I guess architects are needed even for, like, minor buildings. Not every architect building is, like, big, massive, and, like, postcard-worthy. Was that her neck? Creepy. That was okay, and then it got creepy. Is this about it? Is he saying this to his sister? Oh. Eleven! Look, they're playing Wii! Like, this film feels like it should be older than 2009, but at the same time, they whip out the Wiimotes. Oh my god, I'm so old. What do you mean? Nope. I believe he was playing Donkey Kong. Excuse me. Gun. Oh. She didn't just say good, she said good. Good. Awkward. Oh my god, no! Do not pull out old iTunes on me. Oh god. I'm old. Man. It's gonna get all synecdoche on me, isn't it? It's like when Lucas and I, we play, Emily is Missing. And it's like old school internet meme pages, like Neopets. I'm old. You can't do that. I really need to, you know what? I know that this is a pretentious, like, hipster film. I could already get that. Out of everything else, I can already tell you, once I'm done with this, I'm seriously going to be reconsidering walking around with, like, OLED hair headphones. Including summer? Huh. Sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Get it? Do you get it? I'll get that liquid courage. No promises. Oh my god, she can sing too! Oh shit, times two! Is that really Zoe singing? Anytime I see an actor in a movie singing, and I never see them singing in any other any role, it makes me skeptical. There was a movie we watched, and I can't remember what it was, but I was like, we've never heard this actor sing anywhere else. What was it? Did they sing in Men? No. Let me break it down. Break it down! Didn't Tom just talk about how being alone is underrated? Look at him sliding closer. She's a dude. Dothant. Oh. You're missing some Tom. You're missing some Jordan motherfucking Gordon Levitt. Oh! Look at that face. Did you not see that face he was making? Good God. I would say I'm in love. Okay, that probably is Gordon Levitt singing. He can hold a pitch. He's not tone deaf. The Munsters? Oh, Knight Rider. Oh, wow. Oh, boy. USA! USA! Oh, no! Do it, Tom! Don't do it. I already know how this ends. Literally, we've already seen it. No! Don't do it! Oh God, oh no. Oh no! Oh no, she's one of those people. Oh no. Okay, I'm starting to understand. I'm like Celine Dion, it's all coming back to me. Oh, you're not gonna kiss her now, are you? Don't do it. Whew. Oh boy. Man, knowing what we know about the end of this film, the sex scene is going to be very weird. I'm guaranteeing it. That's going to happen. What was this rated? I don't know, but it made a lot of money. 31. So we're going back in time? I didn't see where the count started. Stupid Wikipedia. Paper cuts hurt. Work safely. Looks like Fallout 3. Got that toner? Yeah, I got that toner for you. Where do you want me to put it? I want you to put it here in the printer. It's gonna touch his butt? No, this was the next day. Okay. Oh my God. Oh, she is trouble, Tom. That, oh no. Okay, yeah, she's trouble. If, no, okay, there is no, I was gonna say, you know what, if a woman tells you, do you like me as friends, let's be friends, and she does that, I was gonna say, there's no, don't do that. But even if she wanted to be in a relationship, and that was the day after that, and she did that, no, she is trouble. You didn't kiss. That was like, wow. I'm getting over a cold, by the way. That's why I'm coughing so much. I apologize. It's not COVID. I took like 2 tests the last 3 days. He was like, I guess I don't need any information. Ha ha! What about your job openings? Yeah, funny. Ooh, 282. It's about halfway through. Yeah, Zoe is checked out. Literally, she's walked out. Oh, see, they're doing that to compare and contrast. See? She's all excited to be at IKEA now, but at 282, she's like, oh, kill me now. American Idol? Kids these days don't even know. They don't even know William Hung. Get it? That's why he was doing the sinks not working thing. Did you see that look she gave him? She knows exactly what he was talking about. She didn't want him to go to the dining room table. She wanted him to go someplace else. America. Oh. Get it? I shouldn't have said get it with the TVs not working, because they did it right there again. Oh, here we go. Welcome to our home. Oh boy, here we go. That's like getting it on in an IKEA. You don't know they're Chinese. You're assuming. That honestly, I was going to say they appear to be more Korean than Chinese, but that's also assuming. Oh, here we go. Oh my God, are they really going to get it on in IKEA? At least go in one of the showers with the curtains. I'm trouble. Okay, she, like, assaulted his lips in the toner room the other day, so. It's hilarious, because this, the first woman I was in a pseudo relationship with told me not to watch this. And yet this movie is more, what's the word? This movie more infers my most recent relationship. So like the first woman was right, but like the most recent woman was the one like, oh yeah, this movie was, maybe I should have watched this movie. Inform, that's what I was looking for. This movie more informs the previous relationship that I was in with a woman very much like Summer here. Very fun. So maybe I should have watched 500 Days of Summer. I would have been like, oh. Although I'm assuming the point of this movie is even if you are aware of like people like this who manipulate people into relationships as such as this, even if you're aware of that, you're probably not going to like say, yeah. I had the same rationale in my head. Oh. Really casual. But I won't tip that but start the dad again. Yeah! You've got, and it might be hard to handle. I finally know the lyrics because of the subtitles. Yeah! Oh! Harrison Ford cameo! Yeah! Ooh, ooh. Dreams come true! Ooh. I'm assuming he lost his virginity last night. This is not what happens, by the way. Fun fact. Oh, he's about to hit somebody's head off. Yeah! I'm very interested to see where this immediate gratification ends up for Tom. Oh, wait, we already know. I think partially it's because I'm talking so much. That's why I'm coughing. My dreams come true. Joseph looked at the camera. I mean, it was getting meta there anyway, so. He was directed to look at the camera there. As he is there. Look at that grin! Joseph Gordon-Levitt! Oh, no. Who would have thought that I was told not to watch this in 2009, only for it to be a cautionary tale that I should have had in 2020, and now I'm watching it in 2022. What are the odds? Oh, so that's what Tropic of Cancer was about. Did he? He wrote a lot about sex. Did Miller actually have a lot of sex? Oh, God. Don't. I know you've got 200 more days, dude, but come on. He's like, I don't even know. That is it. Oh, You know what? Okay, in a hipster way. Okay. Oh boy. We're watching. When was this? 2009? There was porn on the internet. Oh boy, getting some Kama Sutra going on. Whoa! Was that a New York City apartment shower? Eastern. Have they said it's New York? It looks a lot like New York. Of course, it's probably like Chicago or something. It doesn't say on Wikipedia. Hang on. Filming locations. David of the Los Angeles Times describes architecture as the star of the film. This is Los Angeles. Good to know. Los Angeles looks a lot like New York City. Oh, they were all there's LA right there. Nice. Maybe it's like London Bridge. They moved the building from Los Angeles to New York City. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Is architecture a symbol for him, and that's why it's the star of the film? According to David Neig. David, his last name is spelled N-G, and I really wish I could go on Google and find out how to pronounce that, but I can't right now. She's looking around like, are we really doing this? He's architecture on my hand, arm. Oh, look. How about that? Honey, I'm home. Did you just call me honey? Are they moving in together? Look at that bowler hat with the apple. There's Ringo. Or so he thought. So far as he was aware, for the time being, I have. Are these like fears? Yeah, you're living in the wrong place if you're scared of earthquakes. Just blew an eyelash into her eyes. She just kissed his nose. Spoiler alert. Yes. Uh-oh. Lies! Tom, they're lies! You kind of do. You gotta have to talk. And this was before the Tinder universe. The coach is going to be like, come on, put me in, coach. No, 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 I need her. What? Oh my god, is that supposed to symbolize the cyclical nature? It's like how, what was it, the Northmen? No, men was about the cyclical nature of toxic masculinity. Was that about the toxic femininity, the toxic cycle of that? Jesus. Brad Pitt's face and Jesus' abs. I see, I told you. He's like, well, if my sister's the one giving me that advice, I guess I ought to take it. Of course, she's listening to stuff in French. Just casual, bro. That's why it's exciting. Remember when they asked this question, like, day 400? I'm so sorry. This is my sick episode. See, if I were a professional, I would go through this entire thing, scrub through it, and I would cut it out like that vehicle that just drove by. But I probably won't. But that's the realness you get with back row seating. $2.59! What's wrong with tattoos? Says the guy at this club bar in a hoodie? If he's only getting her one drink, I can only imagine what's going to be in that drink. I'd rather have Joseph Gordon. Oh. damn. The guy was a dick. She feels the... he was fighting for her, and now she feels... she feels like he's, like, grabbing onto her. He punched him because he implied that he was a wussbag. It had nothing to do with her. Uh-oh. She's getting bored with you. Stale. Oh, okay, I was gonna say, wow, this is literally me, like in the meme way, but then that happened, and I was like, that was not at all me. That's not at all what I would do. So yeah, becoming very clear why I was told not to watch this. It's funny now, like, if I'd watched this, like, 2 years ago, I would have been like, ah! Well, probably, I don't know. She's not gonna pick up. See, this is why you need to define boundaries, and that's why labels are important. Oh, and it's raining! Hello? I want to be your girlfriend. Let's get in a relationship. It's an act. Don't buy it. Tom! Don't do it. Ah, here we go. Like she's gonna stab you in the neck with a knife. Here we go. Oh, she's gonna kiss him. Oh, she is danger. Oh, she is deadly. Oh my God. Oh, she is trouble. I told you. Oh God, here we go. She is manipulating this man so hard. Oh my God, and it's his fault for falling for it. Oh. Maybe it is good that I'm watching this in 2022. So like I could feel like it, I get a visceral feeling like, oh no, don't do that. I empathize with... who wrote this? Was it Mark Webb? He directed it. Okay, written by Neustadter and Weber. Okay, I feel bad for one of those two men, because one of them were hurt very badly. I empathize with one of them, or both of them. Rower. Oh, these are all her friends. Oh! He was like, ew. Oh! How did they get into this conversation? I must have missed it, because I was empathizing with the writers. Life's gonna happen to you, Tom. Oh, I thought she was talking about a Ringo Starr song. What? No, she's not. Unleash me. Do it again. Look, it's Los Angeles. 191. That is a doggo. Oh, yeah, two doggos having sex. I was like, that looks like a dog, but I don't know the full image. Oh, the fragility of poop. The giant. I guess this would be like a Los Angeles movie theater. Everyone's bringing like weird props. They don't care, Percy. Don't pray at Z. Elle est seule. Here you go, mime. He's gonna pop it. Oh. Bye, Summer. Gotta let go, bro. No! I like the experimental filmmaking. If I knew more classic films, I could probably be like, oh, I know what they're referring to. Better luck next time, bitch. Finn. Like a three movie showcase? Summer's not there anymore. Helen! I want to hold you, please you, to do up. Coulson's not smiling. That is the first time I've seen that actor not smile. All of your greeting cards are about suicide now. Even now he's somewhat smiling. Come on, bro. I actually like this boss. Most bosses would have been like, you're lower in production. Get out of here. Do they have cards? Loss of faith? Happy birthday to my little atheist. Well, at least the boss is cool. Oh no. Get dried some of those misery cards, bro. Get a thesaurus. Is it? Penis! Oh, I see now. I don't think that's her neck still. She's like the wind. She gets it. Wait, how did he go from here to there? And how did she agree to come here? If she wasn't like, oh, let's talk about it. She looks like she has no idea what she got into, but like... That is false, by the way. Yes. That you know of. She's like, oh my god. Bye, Allison. She looked like the exact opposite of Summer, honestly. Still got 100 days left. Where's Summer?
Bye, baby.
Gonna run into Summer here. I really do need to get some, like, over-the-head headphones. Like, that really conveys the, I just want to listen to my music, don't talk to me. More than earbuds do, anyway. And I know that for a fact, because I always have my earbuds in and people still talk to me. I'm like, dude. As much as I want to pretend like I can't hear them and just keep walking, I'm like, ah, the human in me prevents me. Here we go. Here's Summer. Is this Helen? I'd work for Vance. Don't do it. No, don't. 402 days of summer. Keep it at that, bro. I know it's not as concise a title, but... Oh god, no. Bad! No! Spray bottle him! Psst, psst. Oh, coffee on the train. Oh, Tom, no! Is he doing this just so he can lure her in and, like, hurt her, like, emotionally, or at least try to? That's not what you do! That won't make you feel better. Oh, no, it's a wedding. Oh, god. Watch, she has a plus one, doesn't she? He's a guy in a suit. Of course he looks nice. That's all people, that's all guys wear. Woo! Old people romance. Oh, she is cheating on me with that boy! That is ridiculous. George is the best. I will not accept Beatles blasphemy. Oh, I'm gonna get down to this. Oh God. Why did she even grab it? She wants casual! Don't do it, Joseph! I'm not even appealing to the character anymore. This is to the actor. No! That is a beautiful wedding, by the way. I like the light pulse. No. Oh, God. No, no, bad. No. No. Oh.
No, no.
They're good, but she's lying. She's dangerous. Look at that! That's so cool! No! Don't do it! No! It's okay, bro. There's only... I'm wondering if, like, the 500 days is not the last time they meet, but necessarily, but it's, like, the days it takes for him to get over her. I was working on criminology. Ah! At least he's not flexible on the consent. Aren't you married? Aw, okay, see. Aw. Here we go. Render him speechless. The Barclay. Watch, there's not going to be anybody on the roof. It's just going to be them two. She doesn't live there. I like how they're playing them, like, not staggered so that you can watch one and, like, it's not on top of one another. So you can actually see it. She's not there. Oh. Oh, well, we've caught up. No, she's not. She's gonna throw it out. Oh my God, this is like the rooftop on Synecdoche, New York! Where Caden tries to throw himself off the rooftop. Ha ha. Joke. This was before smartphones, damn it. Props to me, by the way. I would not have fallen for this. I knew better, or I would have known better. Welp! Ah! So she does... Oh, she is okay being in a relationship. Just not with Tom. This film is very eerie. With how well it matches up with me in my previous situation. Even more serendipitous that I was told not to watch this in like 2009. Like 11 years before I would need it. Oh. No one's got it all. 440. Someone's got the 440. When is this set? And that's pretty much what grief is like, yes. Okay, maybe not this. Well, maybe, I wouldn't know. My grieving involved no Jack Daniels. Oh, there's the guy from IKEA. You know what? As much as I would love to live in the city, I don't think I would ever have the guts to wear a robe out like that. Maybe you shouldn't have come back on a Thursday. Oh, I love pickles! I will. She was really ahead of her time. Like, wait 10 years, people will be all over those cards. I really love him as a boss. He's very understanding. Oh no, well, okay, maybe. Oh no. Okay, well, maybe not anymore. Oh, she asked them that earlier. Not her. He's lost his way. Fill the room, bro. Can't say he doesn't have his buddies back. Grief comes to an end, by the way. Fun fact. A lot of people think that grief, you always have grief, but it does end. And that's not me saying that, that's psychiatry. Yeah, I think those fish are a bit too young. Yeah. I do find this very hard to believe, because I'm looking at Joseph fucking Gordon-Levitt. Like, a man as attractive as he is, he's got infinite more possibilities than the average man, because it's Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and he's like a sex god. Look at him. On that note, see, that's what I liked about Ruby Sparks, because it had Paul Dano as the main character. And, like, Paul Dano, you know, for, like, no offense to Paul Dano, but if you look at him, you know he's not, like, swimming around with all the women of the sea, you know? That Ruby Sparks was a lot more believable. There's another vehicle. This is like, okay, yeah, I could buy it, but at the same time, I can't buy that he's going to grieve forever, because it's Joseph Levitt. It looks like Allison on the left. I hope I'm wrong. Because if the Asian guy at the shop, when he was in his robe, was not the same guy as the Korean family from IKEA, then you know for a fact that I don't. It's not just certain ethnicities that I get confused. I do think plenty of white people look similar when they aren't. I missed what day this was. Excuse me. Look, there's a Nazi DVD up there. Is that the triumph of the will? Yikes, dog. I mean, he should have known better, but I mean. Tired of being with you. Good God, she is. I don't want to hold your hand. I'll kiss you though. Okay, that's where they have the knife conversation. Oh boy. There you go. Look at my man! He's moving on to better things. Oh, post 9/11. I gotta make sure you're not taking a MR-15 up there. Okay, so the guy who said that architecture was like the centerpiece of the film, is that because architecture is, like, forever? sort of. It's more permanent than relationships are. Or maybe they're just the kind of permanency that Tom is looking for, whereas Summer is not, maybe. He's not going to her wedding, is he? Is it the puma? I don't think it was the puma. Getting closer to the day of reckoning. Guess who? Ruby Sparks, by the way, is another film, an indie film that came out around this time, which is why I referenced it earlier. I have seen that. It's been a while, though. That is like a fantasy-like film. Although the whole point of the film is that, no, it shouldn't be. Oh my God. I will say, okay, I will give here, we're gonna get like AA meeting here. We all have a Summer in our lives. At least the Summer in my life had the common courtesy to like F off and like never see me again. I never had to deal with this crap where she just keeps like popping into Tom's life. Thank goodness. As awful as she was, she like, once it was over, it was over. I'm an architect who obviously has a lot of money if he can just quit a job and expect, and like, have enough money to live off of while he gets an architecture job. The subtext of this whole film being white America. Attractive white people just being able to quit their jobs and live unemployed in Los Angeles. Don't have to worry about getting shot by the cops. All they're worrying about is Summer. I'm talking a lot and I've missed the whole context of this conversation. Uh-huh. Does he make a lot of money? Is he like the puma? It was love. Oh, yikes! You should not have asked that, bro. Well, she never should have showed up there in the first place, but you shouldn't have asked. Come on. Oh, that hurts. Hipster! Excuse me. I still have that cold. Oh, this is going a different direction than I thought it would be. She's going on the whole fate thing. I thought she was going to go on, oh, well, you were the one who taught me about love, and I always thought she was going on that angle. I would say that's inappropriate, but whatever. She's married and destroyed this man's life. Here, I'm just gonna hold your hand. Oh. Okay. Older Summer would not have done that. So, okay, people change and get better as they old. As they old. That was a little bit of a cathartic moment even for me. Wow. I have gotten to the point where I do hope that my Summer's happy. Even if we wanted very different things. Even though I was hurt, we move on. Grief ends. And then we can watch 500 Days of Summer and talk about our Summers. I would say leave your Summer in the comments, but please don't. I mean, if you want to, but please don't use names. Call them Summer. But some do. Oh, here we go. See, she's already into him because he's Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Like, who wouldn't be? Inception? He said that before. She looks like Danica McKellar. Life is what you make of it. Get her number. Coincidence. Get it? He's in on the joke. He looked at us. Get it? I'm glad that she went. She had the better name and not Fall. I'm Fall. I hate the United States for some reasons, but one of them being that we say fall instead of autumn, which is obviously, you know what? If we did call it autumn, there wouldn't be people out there called autumn. So you know what? You gotta look at the silver lining, I guess. What? Hold on. Okay. Talk about coincidence. Okay, so Autumn is played by Minka Kelly, who is not Danica McKellar, by the way. She is the only child of former Aerosmith guitarist Rick Dufay and the late Maureen Dumont Kelly. What in the actual hell? What are the odds that you watch a movie and you discover, oh my god, there's a person who is the child of a former, well, Rick Dufay was in Aerosmith for like a year, maybe. But still. She was also on Drake and Josh? Who did she, hang on. Because we had Helen. Minka Fitzpatrick, no. Minka Kelly, Drake and Josh. Hang on, I need to find this out. Let me turn the volume down so I can hear myself think. Minka Kelly. Oh, she played. They're just showing a lot of pictures of girls that Drake dated on the show. Oh, she played Stacy. Okay, I remember her appearance, but I don't remember anything about that episode or her character. Vanessa Hudgens was on Drake and Josh. What? Excuse me. Okay, yeah, it's always the same screen grab, so it must have just been like one scene. She looks kind of like Deanna McKellar on Drake and Josh as well. Wow. Minka Kelly. Is Minka Kelly related to Minka Fitzpatrick? That's not how names work. So yeah, 500 Days of Summer. Very cathartic in a lot of ways. I'm probably glad I watched it after like the ending and like revitalization post-relationship. If I had watched this like a year or two ago, it probably would have been like, oh, but yeah, we're, grief ends, thankfully, and you get over things. I can definitely see why my first summer would have recommended me not watch this. Although it is kind of weird because the end of it is very like, it's not a sad movie. At the end, it gets very hopeful, but I mean, I guess, I don't know. My summer and I were like, what, teenagers at the time. So, I mean, they probably had like no further understanding than like any teenager would at the time. It made a lot of money, $60 million. I remember hearing about this film when it came out, which as an indie film, I mean, that's pretty big at a time where I wasn't really into movies. There's also a movie, I remember, Happy Thank You More Please, Ted Mosby, the guy who played Ted Mosby in How I Met Your Mother, he directed and maybe wrote a film? I can't remember. Here, Ted Mosby, actor, Josh Radnor, okay, let's backspace, Josh Radnor, and Elizabeth Olsen movie, I don't think Elizabeth Olsen was in it. Josh Radnor. I remember watching the movie and being like, oh my god, Ted from How I Met Your Mother literally is Ted. Josh Radnor is Ted. He is super hipster, kind of, sort of. Happy Thank You More Please. Yes, that was 2010. I remember, I don't think I watched it fully, but I watched some of it. I don't remember any of my opinions on it. Oh, Zoe Kazan was in it. Zoe Kazan was the lead actress in Ruby Sparks, which I have seen, and I talked about it earlier in this very commentary, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to watch that at some point, because it's been a while since I've seen that. And I'm just now realizing, Antonio Banderas, what? I'm just now realizing that Zoe Kazan, who played the lead actress in Ruby Sparks, wrote the film. So I really need to watch it to understand, because I thought that the film is from Paul Dano's perspective. So I really want to see how Zoe Kazan, the writer, writes for the male protagonist who is taking advantage of the female lead, which is also Zoe Kazan. I don't know. That dynamic would be interesting to explore. But yeah. So I enjoyed the film. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys enjoyed my cold coughing, and I don't know if it was like cathartic for you guys. Hopefully you guys realize, even from the film explaining, there are bad relationships, but hey, you get over them. And who knows? Your dream person might just be around the corner, or dream people if you are polyamorous. I was looking at the subreddit for pen pals, and there was like a legitimate polyamorous person going through like their whole relationship, and I was like, oh wow, they're just like laid it all out there. But yeah, which I guess that should be acceptable in society if you're consenting adults. But anyway, thank you guys. we're just gonna go ahead and just end it here. Thank you guys for watching. I will see you guys next time, and goodbye.